Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So I've said this many, many, many times before. There's nothing more miserable in the world today than a backslidden Baptist. They know the truth. They've been saved. They've been in church. And all of a sudden, they get out of church and they are so miserable. And they're just, you don't even want to be around them. Amen, preacher. Well, they begin to despise his word. And then the last one we see in chapter number 12 of Hebrews is the denying his word. We see all of this about these Hebrew believers. They went back and Paul is warning them all through the book of Hebrews, don't do that, don't do that. Well, we see that in verse number 1, to let them slip, we have to be careful. Then verse number 2, matter of fact, I had a note here, let me before, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7, Paul at the end of his life said this, I fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. He didn't let it slip. He stayed with it. Don't drift away. Don't slip away. Verse number 2. For if the word was spoken by the angels were steadfast. Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. Temple's not here, I guess, and Doug's gone. There, all the great Greek minds are gone today from church. Amen. So if I say something, y'all won't know if it's true or not, you know. I've been told, I took Greek class when I went to seminary years ago. I had 1 year Greek and 1 semester Hebrew because I just couldn't hang with it anyway. I have a hard enough time with English, you know, and the dangling participles that somebody mentioned and all these, you know, verbs and adjectives and adverbs. I have a hard problem with that kind of stuff, much less Greek and Hebrew. Just, I ain't going to do it. I'm just kidding. I'd throw a word out there. Anyway, I'm grateful for Greek minds, and they know some stuff. Anyway, I was told that the word if, there's different cases of ifs. That there's one case in if in the Greek, if. Is maybe they will, maybe they won't. If, okay? We use that a lot of times in our English, if. There's another one, if and they do. In other words, it's a positive, if and they do. For example, 1 Corinthians 15. If we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, it wasn't, did he die and rose again? No. Since we do believe that, that's how the word if is used in the Greek language. Now my mind's already blown. I got to wrap my head with duct tape because it just, so many things. But this word if means, and since it does, it's not maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. That if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and it was certain, the word steadfast, by the way, it means that it was firm, it was stable and sure, and it was strict. There was no gray areas, okay? And it was talking about the law of Moses. Remember, we looked at this at the beginning of the study of the book of Hebrews, where the law of Moses was delivered by the angels in the presence of the angels. We read that in the book of Acts and also in the Old Testament. Anyway, that the law was given through angels, by angels, through Moses. They were present there. Well, and it was steadfast and it was firm. And every transgression and disobedience of that law, that spoken word that was given by the angels, it was firm, it was direct, it was, and there was no chance of misunderstanding what was being said. Well, that it received a just recompense, a reward. In other words, the wages of sin is death. If you do this, you receive this. That was in the law. You understand that what it was talking about. Those who did not keep the commandments of Moses were put to death or punished in some way. In other words, under the law, every transgression was punished. That's what this verse is saying here. You get what was coming to you. That's what the law was all about. Again, for if the word was spoken by the angels was steadfast, Remember, he is comparing what Jesus said to what the angels and the prophets were saying. And if this is so, and every transgression and disobedience received a just and recompense of reward, because you disobeyed the law, this is what happens to you. Whether you're stoned, or whether you have to repay sevenfold, or all these other kind of laws that was given, you had to do this. Verse number 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? Wow, what a powerful statement. If what the angel said was true, how shall we neglect or escape what Jesus had said? Because what the angels had said, Jesus is even better. I want to read to you the difference, how law and grace is contrasted. And we see that here in these two verses. Verse number 2, we see law. Verse number 3, we see the grace of God. I have a list here. Under the law, it prohibits the approach to God. But under grace, it invites the approach to God. The law condemns the sinner, where grace redeems the sinner. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, it's already done. The law says, try. Grace says, it is finished. Man, I ought to make a Baptist shout. Law curses the sinner, where grace blesses the believer. The law slays the sinner, but grace saves the sinner. Hey, it gets even better. Law shuts every mouth, but grace opens every mouth in praise. Law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man, no matter who you are. The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says, it's paid in full. Tell me it ain't so much better. And that's what Paul's trying to tell the Hebrew people. It's so much better. The law says, the wages of sin is death. Grace says, the gift of God is eternal life. The law reveals man's sin. By the way, that was the purpose of the law. It's like a mirror. You see a reflection. The law, the purpose of the law was never to save. The law could not save anyone. It revealed just how sinful we were. Grace atones for man's sin. Law reveals man's sin. Grace atones man's sin. Under the law, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But under grace, believe and live. The law gives knowledge of sin, while grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses. Grace comes through Jesus Christ. Law demands obedience. Grace gives the power to obey. I can't wait till I preach this morning. You know where I'm preaching from this morning? Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. I got so caught up in this because in verse number 3 it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I couldn't get off of that term, so great a salvation. So my message this morning is from this so great, we're so blessed, we have the great salvation. Yeah. The law was written on stone. Grace is written on our hearts. The law was done away with in Christ. Christ did away with the law. Grace abides forever. Law puts man under bondage, but grace sets a soul at liberty. Law brings fear, but grace brings peace. Two more. Under the law, the sheep dies for the shepherd, but under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Under the law, man brought the sacrifice to God. But under grace, God brought the sacrifice to man.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.